Don't you rock my boat, 'cause I don't want my boat to be rocking anyhow.
And welcome back to Boating on the Hudson Radio. I'm your first mate, Randy, and to make this a very special last season show, we've brought in Ivy Levy, as we do every week, but this week she's got something special for us, don't you, Ivy?
Yes, I do.
What do you got for us?
Well, I'm going to do something I never, ever do. I'm going to pull a recipe out of the vault.
Okay.
There are recipes that we teach to other people, but there are also recipes that we make as a company and that we sell, and I never give those out, well, for obvious reasons. But this is the last show, and I'm going to miss everybody, so I kind of wanted to give them something special.
Okay.
And I think that jalapeno poppers is definitely the way to go.
Yum.
It's definitely one of the jewels in my crown. It's something that you really don't find anyplace else. They got created in my kitchen. And for all the things that make Michael happy, nothing tops this dish.
Nothing?
No, nothing, truthfully. I actually grow jalapeno peppers in my garden just for him.
Really? Okay,
yeah.
Well, that's interesting because we grow we don't grow poppers, we grow jalapenos as well, but we use them in omelets, we pickle them for Bloody Marys and things like that, but now we've got another use for.
Oh, you're going to love me after this.
Excellent. Go for it. Let's hear it.
Well, poppers are basically jalapeno peppers stuffed with cheese and wrapped in bacon.
Mm-hmm.
So all the girls are going, oh, my diet.
So you don't do them the same way as you buy them frozen or get them in a restaurant where they've got the breading on the outside. It's different than that. Oh, this is great. This is exciting.
Fuck no. No. That stuff is frozen garbage.
Okay.
No. This is something completely different. Actually, I shouldn't say that because I've enjoyed those with a beer myself, but this is a completely different animal. This is a jalapeno pepper that you cut the top off of, you core out the center, stuff it with cheese, and wrap it in bacon. But it's not that simple. It's actually really technical, which is one of the reasons why we don't teach it to people.
Okay.
This is a recipe that if you can get through making it the first time, you'll know what you're doing.
Okay, so the first time, it's going to be a little slow.
It's frustrating, it's tricky, it's intricate, it's labor intensive. That's one of the reasons why we don't teach it and why we charge so much for it.
Mm-hmm.
We sell them by the piece. And what's funny is whenever I'm planning a party with a new client, I mention them to the wives and they say the same thing. Oh, it sounds too fattening, disgusting. I said, it doesn't matter. You're not eating it. It's for the husbands.
Right.
It is one of the hardest sells. It is also the only thing that there is never anything left. No leftovers.
So after you finally convince them, they're happy they make them.
Oh, and you know, the husbands are happy that we made them. And I want you to know that I always catch the girls sneakily sliding them into their cocktail napkins. I feel like walking over and being like, busted!
Yeah, you're caught.
You're caught. The reason that they're difficult is threefold. For starters, coring out the jalapeno pepper is tricky. The heat comes from, I'm sure I'm going to mispronounce this, it's called capsaicin.
Okay.
It's in the white pith and the seeds.
Right.
As much as you can core out is as hot or as mild as you can make them. So it's really within your control. I mean, we take orders. It's a tricky thing to do, and there's a lot of different ways to do it. I really recommend using rubber gloves.
Right.
Because believe me, you can hurt yourself. And the truth is, you can really have a lot more control with the rubber gloves. And you are less likely to rub your eyes or your face
exactly
when you're wearing them. I would recommend taking an old-fashioned potato peeler, the old metal ones.
Okay.
Cutting the top off the pepper, holding it, inserting it, and twisting it around gently.
Okay.
You hold the pepper very tightly so that you don't crack it. You're going to break the first few. It just happens that way.
Right.
Other ideas is a small, sharp paring knife. I actually like a butter knife because you can't really injure yourself.
Sure.
You need to have bacon and Monterey Jack cheese.
Okay.
The bacon should be left out so that it is really room temperature.
Mm-hmm.
You want it soft because you need it pliable. The cheese being soft also is a good idea. I buy the blocks of Monterey Jack, and I end up slicing them so they're like finger size strips.
Okay.
So now you've cored out the pepper on the inside. You take like the long stick of cheese, shove it in the pepper, and just kind of break it off. You don't want to put too much in because it'll overflow.
Just what fits in the pepper.
Whatever fits in is plenty.
Okay.
Then you take the bacon, I lay it out on a cutting board and kind of smooth it out with my hands to make it even a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. And you have to wrap it around. This is where it gets tricky to explain or write about. If you're holding the pepper in your hand, you would lay the piece of bacon right across the opening, fold it up over the top and around the sides if you can. There are lots of different ways to wrap it. There is no wrong way.
So you're using one full piece of bacon.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, because the truth is that you just can't have too much bacon.
Absolutely.
And you'll find your own way of doing it. I use a muffin tin to hold them up. And it's a great, if you can buy the disposable ones, even better. I use the mini muffin tins. You stand them up. You put them in a 420 oven.
Of course.
And you check them after a half an hour and you spin them around. You want the bacon to be crisp and you want the pepper to look shriveled.
Okay.
In the bottom of each hole of the tin, when you're done, you're going to have a pool of bacon fat and a lump of cheese. I want you to know, that's what I eat.
That's the best cheese.
That's the best part. I give everybody the rest and I'm sitting in the kitchen with the fork just eating this stuff out.
Fried cheese, basically.
Oh, it's so, so good. They're spicy. We serve them with ranch dressing to cool them off. If you make them and you freeze them, they last.
Okay.
If you make them and cook them, you really can just keep them in your fridge for a couple of days in tinfoil, and they do reheat well. But what's most important, more than the wrapping or the stuffing, is how you cook them. They need to be standing up.
Okay. So the mini muffin pans are the best.
Mini muffin tins are the best.
Okay.
And it also works out with the size. Usually there are approximately 24 strips of bacon in a pack. I use good old Oscar Mayer.
Okay.
There are 24 holes in a muffin tin. Ah. You can buy the disposable ones too in the supermarket, and then you can just throw them out. But it's a great recipe, and I think that everyone will really, really enjoy it. And you can't say that I never gave you anything.
Well, you know, for next time I host a football Sunday viewing experience at my house, I'm going to try that. I'm going to give that a shot because we have so many jalapenos left. So
I'm telling you, they're going to kick the shit out of buffalo wings.
I'm looking forward to it. I have to give out your website real quick because we got to go.
www.ivysinmykitchen.com. I-V-E-Y-S.
Ivy, it's been great working with you this season, and I can't wait to work with you again next season.
I know. I'm going to miss you guys. I'll see you then.
Bye, Ivy. Thanks.